You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast. Encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. I'm continuing now my series on the symbols of the Holy Spirit by talking about how the Holy Spirit seals our salvation. The Holy Spirit is the seal of the Father upon our lives. And if you've struggled with doubting your salvation, if you've struggled with doubting the fact that you belong to God, then I know that this truth will liberate you. The scripture says in Romans chapter 8, verse number 15, "So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba Father." Verse 16, "For His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children." The Holy Spirit is the one who affirms the saving work of God in your life. The Holy Spirit is the one who assures you that you belong to the Father. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives you confidence that Jesus is your Savior, your Lord, your King, and your friend. The Holy Spirit speaks against the voices of doubt. The Holy Spirit speaks against the voices of fear, those lies that would try to deceive you and cause you to believe that God has rejected you, that you're an outcast, or that God has run out of patience for you. I can't tell you how many people come up to me asking me if God has rejected them. I can't tell you how many people have messaged me and texted me and called me, fearful and wondering whether or not they are saved. This is an important work of the Spirit because many believers struggle with believing that they, in fact, belong to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22 says this, "And He has identified us as His own by placing the Holy Spirit in our hearts as the first installment that guarantees everything He has promised us." So the Holy Spirit is God's deposit upon your life that assures you that you, in fact, belong to Him, and that when you die, you will go to be in the presence of God. Now, in Jewish wedding culture, the father of the groom would usually be the one who picked the bride for his son. After the father of the groom found whom he believed to be the choice bride, he would approach the bride and her family. There would be a written marriage agreement made. After the written agreement was finished, it was customary for the father of the groom to give a gift to the father of the bride. That gift acted as a deposit for the bride. It was a promissory note, a guarantee of the groom's intentions to marry. Once that deposit was made, the intent to marry would become official. The Jewish wedding traditions, like many of the Jewish traditions, mirror the spiritual realm. Just as the father of the groom selects the bride, so God the Father has chosen to give the church to His Son. And just as the father of the groom leaves a gift representing a promise, so God fills you with His Holy Spirit, His divine promise. The Holy Spirit is that guarantee that He's coming back for you. That was the gift that the father of the groom would give to guarantee that in fact there was an intention to marry, that He was going to make good on that marriage contract. Now, Christ has ascended into heaven and He's placed upon us, within us, a seal. That seal is the Holy Spirit, that stamp of God's approval, that mark upon our lives that we in fact belong to Him. The Holy Spirit is God's seal in you, guaranteeing that you will eventually receive it all. Watch this now. This is powerful. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we're going to begin reading at verse number 3. "For we will put on heavenly bodies. We will not be spirits without bodies. While we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh, but it's not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. God Himself has prepared us for this. And as a guarantee, He has given us His Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14 say this, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest," or that gift, or that deposit, "of our inheritance." That's the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. In other words, the Holy Spirit in you is more than just the mark of God upon your life guaranteeing your salvation. The Holy Spirit in you is more than just the guarantee upon your life that tells you and assures you that you belong to God. But in fact, the Holy Spirit within you is God's guarantee that everything He promised in His Word will be yours. Your new heavenly body, God promised that to you. And though we exist in these mortal bodies, though we sigh and we groan, though we experience pain, though we experience sickness and fatigue and hunger, though we experience all of the results of the fall of man in our bodies, one day we are guaranteed new heavenly bodies, a new way of existing, a new way of life. And all that was promised in the Word, including those new heavenly bodies, are guaranteed to us. And that guarantee is marked by the Holy Spirit. So not only does the Holy Spirit give you assurance of your salvation, not only does the Holy Spirit give you assurance that you belong to God, but the Holy Spirit gives you assurance that eternity is yours, that every promise of the Father will be fulfilled. Now, this guarantee we receive, this seal, is final. It's that mark of God upon your life. You don't need to live another minute fearful and wondering whether or not God has accepted you. If you've put your faith in Jesus, if you have put your faith in the finished work of the cross, if you by faith have submitted your life into the hands of the Savior and you are trusting Him for your salvation, then you are saved. And the Holy Spirit is the deposit that guarantees you that assurance. You don't have to go on questioning. And this is what many believers do. We question after every mistake, has God abandoned me now? Have I gone too far? Have I crossed the line? Is it no more that God will forgive me? Is it no more that God will offer grace? But in fact, you're sealed. I trust not in my ability to be saved. Rather, I trust in the Holy Spirit's ability to save me. Now, for those of you who struggle with whether or not you belong to God, with whether or not you are saved, I say this. I want you to imagine that before you stands a door. And that door leads to a long hallway that stretches for several feet. And on the other side of that hallway is another door. So there's a door before you, a long hallway, and then a door at the end of that hallway. Now, that first door that you walk through is justification. Justification is your right standing with God. Justification is when God declares you innocent because of the faith that you put in Christ's finished work. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. So justification is that first door. Now, when I am saved, I open that door, and I step into the hallway, and I shut that door of justification behind me. The hallway, that long hallway that stretches all the way down, that is sanctification. Sanctification is the hallway because sanctification is a process. But here's the encouraging thing. At the other end of the hallway, at the other end, several feet away, is one final door. That door is glorification. Glorification is when all things are made new. When you have a glorified body, when the power of sin is completely broken over you, when you're dwelling in the heavenly places, that's glorification. When you finally reflect Christ's nature perfectly. You're complete, lacking nothing. That is glorification. Now, the good news is that no matter where you are in that hallway of sanctification, so long as the door of justification is shut behind you, you're sealed. You belong to Him. Now, in that hallway, maybe you take 5 steps forward and then 1 step backward. And sometimes maybe you take 3 steps backward and then 2 steps forward. But wherever you are in that hallway, so long as you are in the process of being sanctified, that means you've been sealed in that justification and the Holy Spirit has sealed you in that place. Now, God is not looking for you to be perfect. He is looking for you to be submitted to the process of being perfected. God is not looking for you to have no flaws, no mistakes, but God is looking for you to be surrendered and submitted to the process of being made right with Him or being made like Him. So the Holy Spirit is this guarantee. The Holy Spirit is the one who shuts that door behind you and puts you along that road and puts you on that path to final glorification. But while you walk through that hallway of sanctification, remember, because of the work of the Holy Spirit, and because He has sealed you as the promise of God, you will reach that door of glorification. It's His promise. It's His guarantee.
Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.